Going to be speaking to you this morning from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3 verse 4 says this, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." He's not saying let God be God, or let God be this or that, or let him have his way. No, it's saying let it be known that God is true and every man a liar. Let it be settled. Let it be declared, let it be clearly understood that God is true, but every man a liar. Let God be true, but every man a liar. That's my subject. Now, if someone asked me what book to read to understand, at least in your head, something of who God is, of what man is, of what salvation is, the answers to the truth, I would say, look at the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, all the truth of God, the counsel of God, all the counsel of God is clearly written and declared. The truth is declared in Romans. The truth of who God is. Jesus Christ said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God." Meaning there's a false God. A God being preached and believed by some who is not the true God, the only true God. The truth is found in the book of Romans of who God is, a truth of what man is, man, what he really is. And it clearly says in the book of Romans that he is dead in trespasses and sin, that he is a worthless, yea, a hell-deserving sinner before God. The truth is found in Romans, a truth of salvation. How man is saved. Salvation is of the Lord. It's His will, His choice, His power, His work, His righteousness, His blood, His Holy Spirit, in His time, for His glory, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Now the book of Romans, and all the Bible for that matter, clearly declares it. And the Lord, through Paul, whom the Lord used to write this, though it's God's Word. Through Paul, in the book of Romans, he exposes all mankind for what he really is. Man for what he really is. Not what men say about man, what man thinks about himself, but what God says man really is. He exposes Jew and Gentile. He exposes the religious and the irreligious, and lumps them all together. In fact, in Romans 9, it says that very thing, that God is the potter, we are the clay, and he makes of the same lump, the same lifeless lump, one vessel to honor and another unto dishonor. That's his prerogative. It's his will. It's his power. He's the potter. We're the clay. That's what God says. Let God be true and every man a liar. And it says in Romans 3 verse 19, he lumps us all together by saying, what the law saith, what God's word saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God. Jew and Gentile, religious, irreligious. Let God be true, and every man a liar. Every mouth stopped, and all guilty before God. This is what God's word saith about mankind. It says things like this. He's wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked, guilty, vile, helpless, we. He's dead and trespassing in sin. The gospel, so, because of that, the gospel is in two words. The gospel, the good news is found here, but God. Ephesians 2, it says, and you, speaks of man being dead and trespassing in sin, but God. The gospel in two words is this, of God. It's of the Lord. It's of God. The gospel in two words is this, in Christ. It's been found in Christ, put in Christ, given to Christ, by God, of God. The gospel in two words is by grace, by grace. The truth in two words is this. The truth can be declared in two words, His will. His will. Of His own will begat He us through the word of truth. His will. The truth in two words is this. His mercy. His mercy. according to His mercy, He saved us. The truth in two words is this, His blood. His blood. No, we're not, salvation is not being born of blood or the will of man or the will of the flesh, but born of God. His blood. Christ's blood. Here's the truth in two words. His righteousness. His righteousness. Paul said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He hath saved us. Yes, it's His righteousness. Here's the truth in two words. His Spirit. His Spirit. Born of God, born of His Spirit. Born of blood, born of the Word. Here's the truth in two words. Here's what it's all about. His glory. His glory. Not yours. Not man's. His glory. His will. His mercy. His blood. His righteousness. His Spirit. His Son. His glory. Not man's. It's of the Lord. Let God be truth, and every man a liar. Romans 1, in chapter 1, the Lord clearly shows that all the unbelieving world, the irreligious world, who has no time for God, no thoughts of God, clearly says he's full of unrighteousness, that he's under the wrath of God, not the love of God. Lying preachers go out and tell all mankind how much God loves them and needs them, and church can't be church without you, and that's a lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. As Scripture says, all mankind is under the wrath of God, not the love of God. Romans 1 clearly shows that man's under the wrath of God, the judgment of God, Romans 1:32. The wrath of God, verse 18 of Romans 1, not the love of God, the wrath of God, sinners in the hands of an angry God, sinners who need to repent and bow and ask and beg for forgiveness, for mercy, sinners who need a sin offering, sinners who need a sin payment. Sinners who deserve wrath and hell and judgment and death, the judgment of God. Now, Romans 1 clearly declares that people aren't merely ignorant and innocent, poor people, but they're without excuse. Romans, unthankful, Romans 1:21. Foolish, vain in their imaginations of God, of themselves, of salvation. Darkened, Romans 1:21. Vainglorious, thinking they're wise, but they're fools, Romans 1:22. They've changed the glory of God and taken it for themselves. Idolaters, Romans 1:23. Unclean, dishonor themselves, change the truth of God into a lie, Romans 1:25. Given over to vile affections, unnatural, Romans 1:26 and 27. Romans 1:28, to reprobate, void of judgment, Romans 1:29, filled with all unrighteousness, Romans 1:30, haters of God. Oh, I don't hate God. Then let God be true and every man a liar. Romans 1:30. Then Romans chapter 2, he addresses religious people. Oh, religious people. Oh, he says they think they know His will. They rest in the law of God and make their boast of knowing God and know His will and confident they're blind leaders or teachers of the blind and instruct them that are in darkness when they themselves are in darkness. Romans 2:19. Instructors of the foolish, thinking they know the law. Romans 2:20. And he says that they're guilty, just like the unbelieving world, guilty of the same, and they blaspheme the name of God and think they're religious because of their outward show. When Romans 2, verse 29 said, he's a Jew which is inward, a Christian inward, not outward, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2, verse 29. Then chapter 3. He clearly declares, now let God be true and every man a liar. Chapter 3 of Romans, he says, are we better than they? Speaking to the Jews, speaking to the religious, speaking to those who go to church, who read the Bible, who quit this, who quit that, who don't drink, don't smoke, don't chew, don't wear shorty shorts, don't do things like that. They've got a righteousness. They're all fixed up for heaven and they're good and they quit sinning, quit their sinning. He says in Romans 3, 19, verse 9, are we better than they? In no wise. Jew, Gentile, irreligious, religious, all under sin, as it is written, let God be true and every man a liar. None righteous, no, not one. None that understandeth, none, none, none. All together become unprofitable. And he concludes in verse 19 by saying, what the law saith, it saith to them under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world guilty before God. Is that you? If not, then let God be true and every man a liar. A liar. The Lord, through Paul, brings up every argument of man, all his gainsaying, all his back-talking against God. And he concludes with saying, let God be true and every man a liar, that God alone is true and all men are born liars. That's what God's Word said. David said, I was shapen in iniquity, in sin did my mother conceive me. Says the wicked go astray from the womb, speaking lies. Man's born that way. Unless God does something for him, he'll stay that way. God's Word is true. His way is true. His works are true. His judgments are true and righteous altogether. Let God be true and every man a liar. Now here's the truth, real plainly, real clearly, that God's Word teaches. Anyone who says differently, every man or woman who teaches or preaches or believes differently is a liar. Here's what God's Word said. Man is dead. This is the truth. Man is dead. He's unwilling. He's unable to come to God, to believe God. He's captive to sin, Satan, self, and the world. He has no free will. He's bound by his evil will and nature. He is captive to Satan. Unless God brings him out of captivity, he can't bring himself out. He will not choose God. He will choose sin. He always does, always has, and always will, unless God has chosen him. That's the next thing. God chose. God elected a people before the world because they were dead. God had to. Before the world began, if he hadn't chosen some, none would come. None would be saved. But God chose a people before the world began and gave them to Jesus Christ in a covenant of grace of salvation. And Jesus Christ came into this world to save those sinners by the sacrifice of himself, by living according to God's law, establishing a righteousness for them. God imputed it to their charge, and God imputed their sins to Christ, made him to be sin, made him to be their burnt offering. An offering to God, not man. An offering to God, a sin payment, and God accepted it. Jesus Christ died for, paid for, was punished for all the sins of all of God's elect, and God accepted it, and their sins are gone. And then in time, they're born. They're born into this world, and they must be born again. They're born dead in trespasses and sin. Alright, they must be born again, born of His Spirit, born of His Word, born of His Gospel, given life, conviction, repentance, faith, salvation, given life, the sovereign Spirit of God. They're dead. God must do this. And He does. The Holy Spirit does it. And then they all, whom God has given life, they have it forever. Eternal life. I give unto them eternal life, and they'll never perish. Salvation's of the Lord. Man doesn't have any part in it. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen.